It is the Riot on Radio U.
Wednesday. Happy Wednesday.
Hi, y'all. How you doing? Us too. Thank you.
Did everybody have a good enough amount of fat during Fat Tuesday yesterday?
We hope you fatted it up. Now, of course, we didn't talk about it on the show today, but it's Ash Wednesday. So
yeah, now this day, a lot of people stop having certain things.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm not Catholic, so we never really did that. Was it last year? I was out running, and this girl had something on her head, and I swear to you, I thought she had fallen. And then I was like, no, moron, it's Ash Wednesday. I was like, yes.
That's what it was.
I know what that is. So that's starting. So if that's you... Do you say happy Ash Wednesday?
No, you don't.
You don't?
I don't think so.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Can we just move on?
If you are doing something, good luck.
Just stop.
Good luck on your journey.
That goes double for me. Whatever Nikki said. Hey, in the podcast, forget about today. Let's talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow, you got the Riot Live YouTube event, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Did I say YouTube? It's on Facebook as well.
I think you said 6 Pacific. Maybe.
Could you do it?
Maybe not.
You do
9 p.m. Eastern to 6 Pacific. We'll be hosting tomorrow evening a special Riot anniversary show at Radio U Riot on Facebook and our YouTube channel, which is at Radio U Riot as well. It'll be live on both channels, so you can watch tomorrow.
Okay.
Enjoy the podcast today.
The other thing I want to tell you is that if you are one of those people excited about Nintendo and Zelda tomorrow... starting at 6 a.m. Eastern, there will be a special Riot Control podcast that you can listen to that will be about Zelda. That's going to be a thing, and we're going to talk about that on the show tomorrow. Today in the podcast, or I'll put it in the podcast too, so whatever. We do talk about the Nintendo Switch launch, the YouTube TV thing, some new Dorito item at Taco Bell that's got me wanting it. The thing that Nikki and I have been doing that we've got to stop doing.
Okay.
And then some talk about Papa Priorities, Xbox, bees, and an air-conditioned mower. So
good stuff.
I mean, it's everything
every
you want
day,
it to be.
It's always our A game.
Yeah, because we don't even know any other letters.
Nope.
So you guys enjoy the podcast and bye.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
So tomorrow on the show, we will be doing our Legend of Zelda chat. We may actually have an extended edition of that. I was actually thinking about giving you like a sneak peek and then having a long form podcast kind of thing that we could do.
Well, you have that many thoughts on it?
Well, you know, the thing is...
It's a big game.
I think it's somewhere... I was looking over notes. That's probably, you know, like 8 minutes, which we wouldn't do here on the show. But I thought if I could get somebody who was a co-host that would work with me... after the show.
To show and give you that time.
On something that would be a little bit longer that we could post tomorrow.
I see.
But I'll have to ask around and see if anybody's available.
If someone wants
that.
To just hop on in.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a thing. I talked to two of my friends last night, and they are right now strategically trying to plan where they are going to do their wait in line to hope to pick up the Switch because
on Friday
it comes out Friday, and here's what we found out: there is a Best Buy, a Target, and then this is regional for some people, but a Meijer within this small area and a GameStop. Actually, they're all doing
it's a triangle.
It is now. They're all doing midnight launches.
Oh, okay,
and they all say that they will have some stock that is not for pre-orders. So. They don't know how many, they don't know whatever, but they have some that you can go and wait in line, and there's a chance, yes, a chance that you might get one. So they are...
It makes it rough when they don't give you the exact numbers.
They won't give you numbers.
Sometimes with launches, like they'll hand out the tickets, and so you know like you're not waiting in line for nothing.
Right.
And it's appreciated if they do that.
And I don't know what the story is, so if you're thinking about doing that, you definitely want to take some time. And maybe make some phone calls, see if you can bribe certain managers.
Get some
I don't
friends.
Know. And maybe make something happen.
Now, if that does not work out for you and you wanted to switch on Friday, of course, Radio U, if you go to our Facebook page, you are welcome to just watch Obi's unboxing video over and over again.
That's not fair.
Well, until the moment comes.
I'm just saying, like, if you want to switch, you can watch somebody else get theirs.
It's second best, you know,
that's
until
true.
Your time comes, until you find one.
I'm telling you, I have a tendency to think that your best bet would be to find that out-of-the-way retailer, somebody that doesn't specialize in electronics or video games.
Who might have, and like, one or two.
The only thing is, I'm saying that, and every other person on Earth is thinking that. So maybe the real strategy would be to go.
To, like, the heart of the city, to, like, the main one.
And then that would be the way to go. I don't know, but I did manage. I went to a GameStop yesterday, and I picked up Horizon Zero Dawn, and the guy in there, I actually felt sorry for the guy working the counter. He was on the phone with somebody, and he's like, I don't know how many we're getting. No, I really don't. I'm not just telling you that I don't know. I really don't. No, sir,
It happens every launch.
And then you have the phone. Phone rings.
There it is.
I don't know how many we're getting. I'm sorry.
Very sorry.
I'm sorry, okay?
This is a tough time.
Yeah, so all I can say is good luck. And the guy on the phone, now just to give you an idea, is what you might be up against if you're wanting to go out and do this, is that he said, well, actually, yes, you can. He's like, you can come as early as you want. Yes, you can come tomorrow, which would be today. He's like, yes, if you want to camp in front of the store, you can. I mean, I heard all this, and I'm like, wow. As somebody that owns a Switch right now, I got to tell you, I'm not sure if it's worth all that.
All the overnight stuff.
But
people have fun with it.
Yeah, no, actually, I think it's great. That's what I told him. Like, guys, the earlier you can get there, the better your chances are. So, you know, how do you feel about camping all week? Do you have what it takes? Something to think about.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
So I guess it's Girl Scout cookie time?
Yes, I saw them over the weekend.
Oh, where did you see them?
Outside Lowe's.
Yeah, I'll tell you something that I feel like is a real blow to the Girl Scouts in general, is not only now does Keebler have their versions that taste exactly like the Girl Scout cookies,
mm-hmm.
but a friend of mine, so like a week, 2 weeks ago, I went to his house. He went to Aldi, and for like 50 cents, if you've ever been to Aldi, it's super cheap. Like, he had cookies, and they tasted exactly like Girl Scout cookies. And I took a bite, and I was just like, oh my gosh.
It's like, this is the thing.
But then again, like, they should probably feel bad, because, you know, they're taking the money, the cookies out from out the Girl Scouts' mouths. That's their fundraiser.
But the cookies are somewhat expensive.
But it's a fundraiser, guys.
It's still, the cookies are expensive.
The American dream is, I know, I can rip these Girl Scouts off easy. Watch me. Yeah, it's really good. We're all super proud of you.
I got a box of these lemon things.
No, keep them.
Well, it was actually pretty good. It tasted like, lemon. You know, like the lemon bars. Those are good.
I don't like lemon. I mean, okay.
In a lemon bar form, though, it's good.
It's not that, like, if you handed me a lemon, I'm not mad at you, okay?
It's not an onion. Yeah. I mean, you hate an onion.
It's fine. I'll eat it. It's a cookie. I'll eat it. But if you're laying out options, like, that's never the option that I'm going to take. I want those peanut butter things. Are they tagalongs? Is that what it is? Where it's like they're the thick cookie with, like, the cookie bottom.
Sure.
And then the peanut butter on the top, and then it's all in chocolate. I'll take that. Or, of course, the Thin Mint, which is, as far as I'm concerned,
that's a classic.
It's not just the classic, it's the original, and it's the best.
It's the go-to.
Like, oh, absolutely. Put them in the freezer, get out. Just get out. Forget about
but
your
again,
troubles.
But again, for Thin Mints especially, there's been variations of that around for quite a few years.
It's rough. It's rough. So, as I was saying, it seems that we as the American people are totally fine with ripping off the Girl Scouts. We go to our other stores and buy whatever. The Girl Scouts are out there trying to make ends meet. And over the weekend in Daytona Beach, we had two guys whose names are being withheld because they're under the age of 18. They went to visit the Girl Scouts, whose names are being withheld because they're also under the age of 18.
No names given.
But apparently one of the Girl Scouts that was working the Walmart owed one of those guys $20. And he thought, there's no better time than when you're in public selling Girl Scout cookies
to collect
for me
that.
To come and collect on my $20. So what do you think happened next?
He took the cookies as payment? Or
That's what they wanted. They said, look, you owe me $20. I'll take $20 worth of cookies for payment. Apparently, the girl's dad was somewhere nearby, and this resulted in him saying, no, you have to leave. Then they began punching him, and then they punched the girl's mom, and someone...
And then someone hit the cookies?
And then someone else who was at the stand, and then they actually did begin smashing the boxes of
cookies. What is this? this. Aren't we a little young for that?
You know what, Nikki? You're never too young to smash
fight over
girls
the cookies.
Cook. Well, yeah, I mean, I assume they must mean that they're actually like crushing them on the ground. Because sometimes when I eat a box of Girl Scout cookies, I say, I smashed that box,
no,
yo.
No, but like they're stomping on them or something.
Okay, just to be clear about that. So yeah, they tossed the tables and
the cookies.
began stomping on the cookies.
That's how you, that, and then everybody wins, right?
Yeah. And I, you know,
no
the, funny,
one gets any cookies.
The funny thing was when they were done, someone came up and gave them the $20 and they peacefully walked away. It was no big deal. The police got involved. That's why we're talking about it. It was bad. So look, you know, maybe that's not the best time to collect. Then again, if they had the money coming, I actually, if you owe me money and you paid me in Girl Scout cookies, I could consider that debt to be paid.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
Yesterday, Google made an announcement that's right up our alley, kind of, maybe. Definitely
maybe
Nikki's.
Sort of, I would think.
Definitely Nikki's alley.
Doesn't mean we want it, because when I was reading the details.
You wanted, Nikki.
When I read the details last night, I thought, I barely watch any TV, let alone broadcast TV, so I just don't know what I would want, but the options are nice with this.
Hang on a second. Could the any and all subscribers to YouTube Red in the studio please put your hand up?
That's not TV to me. Broadcast
look,
TV,
there,
I said.
There's Nikki's arms
broadcast
up
TV.
In the air.
I'm
YouTube
waving them.
Red subscriber.
Like I just don't care at you.
Well, no. Actually, I was going to say you're waving them like you really do care about YouTube Red.
YouTube unveiled a $35 a month TV service that will be their version of like Sling TV.
Uh-huh.
So this will feature a bundle of channels broadcast and a few cable networks and stuff. And that's going to be called YouTube TV.
So $35 a month. A couple of big deals in this is that it will be your local channels and the major networks. So ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CW.
They now, say that'll be the skinny bundle.
That's a big deal because if you don't, like, there are several online services where they don't offer the local stuff.
Yeah.
And that becomes a big deal if it's your primary way that you're going to be watching TV. It looks like Telemundo's on there. The other big grab for them are the sports networks. ESPN is on there. Fox Sports 1 is on there. Fox Sports, NBC Sports, CSN. That's an NBC Sports network. I don't remember what it is. Fox Sports 2, the Big Ten Network, the SEC Network.
Sports is the big one. If you could get that's major for them.
Well, you know what this tells me right here is I'm actually never going to go back to having traditional cable again ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like it'll never happen because I ditched cable a month and a half ago. And okay, just as a side note, last night I sat down and it was the first time I realized I had gotten rid of cable.
Sure, because you're like, just not in front of the TV as much.
I actually was like, I'm just going to turn on the TV. And then it was like, oh, right. I don't have cable anymore. I forgot. But this will offer all of that sports stuff. So when, like in August, when I'm ready to start watching college football again, I'm not calling the cable company to set up cable.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm going to end up either doing this YouTube service or PlayStation View or something like that.
So you can watch YouTube TV, obviously any screen, mobile, tablet, computer,
YouTube. Six users at a time.
Yes, that's the nice part. But the big thing that I liked is a cloud-based DVR. Obviously, then you can access any of your shows anywhere you're at, anytime you want to. But the storage for the cloud DVR will be unlimited.
Right, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, also on this list, like USA, Sci-Fi, FX, FXX.
All the good channels.
And another one that is a kind of a big deal would be that it comes with Disney. But it does not come with... Let's see, what is that? Okay, no, it comes with Disney XD, but there's that other...
No, HGTV?
I don't see...
I do like that.
No, I don't see that, and I don't see Cartoon Network.
There's a lot of sports channels on this one.
Well, you know what, though? That's sports is like the bread and butter moneymaker for cable. So the fact that they have managed to nail down all of these sports partnerships, I mean, granted, maybe you're dying for Cartoon Network, but to me, that's actually... the big deal. The fact that they're going to have ESPN and Big Ten Network again, when Ohio State's ready to play this fall, that means that I don't have to call the cable company and deal with an install or whatever. I can turn this on for 3 months, maybe 4 months if they have a good season, and then I can just turn it off.
So this will be, they said, a couple of weeks to a couple of months. Just depends.
But you coming soon.
You get YouTube Red the shows. But it's not like that will also give you YouTube Red where you don't have commercials on YouTube. I do not think that's combined with it. Though that would be nice if that was.
Now, Sony, they also have got their PlayStation View service. They also have a $35 a month option out there that includes the Turner Network. So like CNN, TBS, TNT, AMC, and some others, but I don't think they have as many sports options available. So
it is funny. If you really want everything, that's cable. And at this point, we're spending maybe, if not more or close to what we would have spent on cable through the various ways we get all of our stuff.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, if they would give me like a, what if they had like a $20 a month plan and I could just pick a couple channels?
A la carte?
Yeah, like say $20, 10 channels. Now that'd be something.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
So we all know that the beginning of our long national nightmare is just days away as the Naked Chicken Chalupa is pulled from Taco Bell's everywhere.
Never. I'm not going to have a chance to try one.
Yep. Well,
I mean, we ate at a barbecue restaurant next to a Taco Bell where I saw all the signs.
So
I was like,
all.
Yeah, I really should. Nope, it's going away.
It didn't happen. I know. Well, in the middle of all of our mourning, Taco Bell says that we will be able to move on. It's not going national with this, but they are going to be in certain select test markets unveiling the new Doritos Quesalupa. Excuse me. Doritos Quesalupa Crunch.
The naked Doritos Quesalupa Crunch.
It's not naked, but you might be after you eat it.
What's all in it?
Well, it's a mashup of a Quesalupa and a Doritos Locos Taco. It's a nacho cheese Doritos shell that's wrapped with a nacho cheese Quesalupa shell. The taco is then filled with Taco Bell's signature beef, which is their way of saying that it's not actually beef at all, lettuce, and cheddar cheese. Okay, I'm going to have to tell you something right now.
Does it look good?
I could eat that.
Yeah, you could?
Like, I could eat that right there. Because, I mean, really, all it is just another layer of cheese and nacho.
Put on something.
Put on the outside of a Doritos taco. Oh, dang it. They might get me back.
I haven't been
to Taco Bell in like a year.
Just ignore it. Just ignore it. So that's what we did with the naked thing.
All right, guys.
Just ignore it.
It's time to get out the plastic and put the water bottle in the bathroom. I'm going to Taco Bell.
Someone needs to hydrate.
Oh, crap. So that they say it's going to be available in Cincinnati, Ohio until starting, what's today? This Friday, going through April 8th. I would eat that, but I'm not going to Cincinnati. They're also going to be testing the chicken enchilada burrito.
And a Caesar crunch wrap, if you would rather have that as well.
That actually
sounds pretty good.
The Caesar crunch wrap is coming to Nashville, Tennessee.
What's this article? This is clearly aimed at the ladies. That's what this says. That's what this article says. Clearly, obviously, who would want a Caesar crunch wrap?
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. It said this is clearly aimed at the lady. Taco Bell's not saying that, but someone who wrote a review about it.
Oh, man. Nah. Well, I don't know. Nikki, do you feel
drawn? That's the one I gravitated towards, but I don't need them telling me that.
So now all of a sudden you hate it because you feel like, you know, you being a girl.
I would, of course, want the Caesar salad. Whatever.
Not me, dude. Give me that Doritos with the extra cheese.
So that'll be starting tomorrow. The Caesar Crunchwrap will be in Nashville Taco Bell's.
Uh-huh. So, well.
And then if you want to try the other Taco Bell, the chicken enchilada wrap, that's going to be in Flint, Michigan, starting tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, man, we got some traveling to do. Come on. We got to go. I'm hungry now.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it.
Radio U.
You know what, Nikki? While we're talking about food, I think we need to talk about what happened yesterday.
Meaning?
We got to stop going for wings, man.
Well, yesterday was Fat Tuesday. So what we do is we get so excited. We're like, no, we're going to the chicken wing buffet. We're going for wings. And then
I get so excited about it.
Yes, you do. I'm ready.
Like, I'm pumped. Like, Nikki yesterday was like, wings. And it was just like, yes.
Well, I thought that would fit for the Fat Tuesday.
It seemed perfect. I was excited about it. And like, I was excited all the way up until I would say about 90% of the way through my meal.
Yeah. And then there's a moment.
There is. There's just this moment where I look at the food and I'm like, what are we doing, guys? What are we doing? What are we doing?
But I can't tell if that's just because of what we were eating and where we were eating, or would we have felt that after anything? Like we had for whatever we had for lunch.
No, there are things we could have eaten that we wouldn't have felt
like,
that way.
Would we have had that if we went to the salad bar?
No.
Regret?
I would.
Well, the price of it, yes.
I would have had those feelings at the beginning. What are we doing? Why are we eating this? But yesterday, throughout the day, that's the thing. It's like we ate it, and then I came back at my desk, and I'm just like, oh, why are we doing this? Why did we do that?
That always happens.
And then it was just throughout the day, and it was like a gift that kept giving throughout the evening. Like, oh, why are we? What are we doing?
Regret is painful. It's very painful.
And last night, I just found myself laying there, holding my stomach, going, can't do this anymore.
We won't go for like a few weeks or a month maybe and be like, well, yeah, remember when you could go to the place where there was all the chicken wings and then we'll go?
Those wings. And then they have these little corn nugget bites. They're these little nuggets with like, it's like cornbread and they're deep fried. And I know they just came out of a bag.
They're all perfectly uniform. Like 100%, they all look the same.
They are not handmade, whatever. They were stamped in a machine 3 years ago, and they've been frozen since then. But I'm like, oh, corn nuggets!
Well, I too had the regret, but this is just the cycle that we live in.
I know. I realize that our regret will never result in a positive life change, because we're incapable of making that. We just can't. Because as Nikki said, in about a month, one of us will be like,
wings?
You know what would be really good? We should go to that wing buffet again.
And I'll be like, yes, let's do it. And we'll get everybody involved and we'll go have lunch again. And we'll again start this cycle all over.
And it'll be a big, big, exciting time for us. But daggone, yesterday, what were we doing with our lives?
I stopped by and got a Diet Sprite, a Sprite Zero. Because my tummy was upset. I thought, what am I doing?
So you had to burp yourself to a better you?
I just felt like I needed some sort of medicinal beverage in order to settle my stomach. And that's when, me too, I also had the regret of like, why? Why are we doing this?
You know that we are more than a stone's throw away from a healthy diet?
Yeah.
When Nikki's idea of stopping off for a medicinal beverage was, oh, I stopped off and got some Sprite because my stomach didn't feel good.
That's like a ginger ale, all right? It is medicine. It does settle your stomach.
Okay. I just love the idea, like, yeah, I'm not feeling good. I'll go get a Diet Sprite. That'll fix it.
Hey, you just sip on it.
Yeah, Diet Sprite and cake. That always sells my stomach.
No one said cake. Where did we say cake? Did I say cake?
Well,
we do need to order a cake, though.
They were right next to the checkout there.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Chief, she's
coffee and contemplation.
And the riot, obviously. Radio U.
What was it like a year, 2 years ago, whatever? Sony came up with their PlayStation remote gaming service. You know, where it's like you can actually rent a game. So like you've got a PlayStation 4, but you want to play a PlayStation 3 game and you rent a game and you play it remotely. I tried that for a game.
But I feel like it fizzled out, don't you? Or
I don't know if anybody
uses it. At least
with
you did.
It definitely fizzled out with me. What I have said for a long time is like, look, give me a Netflix of gaming. Let me pay you a fee.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just give me access to a library of games. And then we'll just have a rotating kind of library of games. Well, all of that talking I did, somebody was listening. Microsoft unveiled yesterday what they are calling Xbox Game Pass. Now, Xbox Game Pass is not a streaming service. If there's a game you want to play, you will actually download that game to your Xbox and play it. It's $10 a month, and the idea behind it is Netflix-like. So you would pay the $10. You can actually play as many of those games as you want. And you
even
get to,
if you have one, like you can download as many as you want.
You can download as many as you want. I mean, as far as I know, you'll be able to download as many.
I didn't
as
know
you
if
want.
It was like, oh, you can download one, and then your next one can come once you're done with the first one.
It looks to me as if you'll be able to use it as much as you want. So $10, and you'll be able to do that, and then you keep those games for as long as you pay the $10 a month. So if you don't want to hang on to stuff, or if you want to keep it, you have to pay for it. It'll also give you 20% off the games that are in that library. So, for example, Halo 5 is going to be inside the Xbox Game Pass library. So you pay $10 a month, you play Halo for 2 months, you're like, I want to keep this, but I don't want this stupid service.
Yeah.
Then you can get 20% off on the purchase of that game.
I think it's a good idea. I like the $10 price point. I know some of the others tend to be more expensive, but this one seems like still a good amount.
I actually think it's fantastic. I mean, for me, most of the games that they're offering through this service, I either have played or just don't want to. So some of the stuff they're going to launch with, Saints Row the Four, the Mega Man Collection, Terraria, Mad Max, Lego Batman, Fable 3, apparently another Mad Max title, and that's, I don't have any more of the list right now.
And is Microsoft what?
This is called Xbox Game Pass. So for $10 a month, you'll be able to download as many games as you want from what they're saying is about 100 games that will be Xbox One games and Xbox 360 games that are backwards compatible. And you can play as much as you want for $10 a month. Cancel at any time. I think.
Even though with a lot of other companies, you're like, yeah, you can cancel any time. Good luck finding it, but you can cancel.
If you can find it on our website, then you're welcome to cancel any time that you like.
They make it difficult.
Yeah, so the service hasn't started yet, but it looks like, I believe it will be starting very soon. Sometime this spring, they say. So it's coming.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
How badly do you need your pizza now? Like, can you wait 5-10 minutes? What about an extra 20 minutes? Could you, for a lower price, wait longer for your pizza?
I guess it just depends on the pizza, the place, and what time you, like if it was lunch or dinner, there would have to be some deciding then.
Maybe, let me say this another way. What if I could make your pizza for you faster?
Yes.
If you just gave me a little bit more extra money.
Maybe.
It's like a little bit.
What's the pizza?
Well, Papa John's. They are test marketing something they're calling Papa Priority.
Oh, so you pay more money and your pizza's a priority?
Yep.
I don't know about that.
So, well, Nikki, I mean, you pay money for first class in lots of industries.
Well, I can see
just
like
getting
maybe
a little bit more.
Maybe in like a airline situation that might work, but okay. With your pizza, it's pretty fast and pretty cheap enough.
We're bringing the airline model to you,
which has never done well. You can't fit into your pizza. You don't get your pizza.
And it costs you extra if you want it in a box.
And if you need to bring a bag to go get your pizza, you have to pay extra for it.
So here's what we've got for $2.99 in some of these markets. They are offering to make your pizza first. Here's the direct quote. There might be some situations where you would like your pizza a little faster.
Yeah.
On busy nights when there might be a longer wait due to the number of orders at the restaurant. So for $2.99, it's made faster and it will be out for delivery sooner.
If you were doing your lunch and you really wanted a pizza and you needed to have it, again, within that window or if you were going to be late, that'd be the only time I could see that.
Yeah. You know what? I really do like Papa John's pizza. It's been a long time since I've had any because there aren't any close to me, but this is kind of making me want one. And yet, I'm mad that they think that I'm going to give them $3 for them to make my pizza faster.
You're telling the man who will go get his pizza because he doesn't even want to pay for the delivery thing.
No, I'm too cheap to get pizza delivered. I always go pick it up. It saves me like $4.
You're the delivery man.
Yeah, I know. Because it's like, hey, it's what, $1.50, $2 for the delivery fee. Plus, you got to tip the driver $2 or $3. And eventually, I'm like, I'm paying myself $5 to go get my pizza. That's for 3 minutes of effort. I just made $5. That's pretty good.
Now, instead, for the priority for paying extra to be able to have your pizza first, that would be a nice bonus if you were like a priority member of their I Love Papa John's Club or something like that. Like it was a reward thing.
Okay.
For all the pizza that you would buy.
How much would you pay to join the rewards club, Nikki?
Free. For the reward thing. You're doing
I'm afraid
something.
We're not going to be able to offer
Come
that
on.
Kind of service at
and
no
then you
charge.
You got a free pizza on your birthday.
Well, you know what? Like, who is it? Domino's. They have a thing where if you're part of ShopRunner, ShopRunner is like Amazon Prime, but a bunch of independent people got together and built it. And so the idea is you get free 2-day shipping from, I think it's like a couple of hundred stores or whatever, and you also get free pizza delivery
from
Domino's if you're part of ShopRunner. So, Nikki, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to offer you that kind of service for free. But, you know, for $29.99 a year, what if you joined Papa's Pump Club and like...
I don't know, Papa John's. I was just thinking maybe that's something you could offer. But then the problem is it's more people have the VIP experience. So before you know it,
the VIP experience is the regular experience.
Is like the normal wait time.
And then a customer that doesn't join the club, they're like, yeah, we'll get to your pizza to you in 4 hours.
Like, yeah, tomorrow.
So, Nikki, that's why we got a little extra green. What makes you scream? That was so fast. No. We'll get back to you.
It's the Ryan.
You have the worst personality of anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
On Radio U.
Have you ever run into a hippo and thought, man, that hippo has it coming. I'm sick. Don't look at me. Don't you look the hippo. I swear. I'm telling you right now. Just because I have a long, hungry hippo, like history here. Don't think that you can look at me and I'm just going to overlook it. Well, somebody felt that way about Gustavito. Gustavito was the face of the El Salvador Zoo, the National Zoo. Everybody loved Gustavito. People would come and see Gustavito, the hungry, hungry hippo. Except now they're not going to be coming to see Gustavito anymore,
Nikki.
Did he
pass away?
Well, he was murdered.
Who killed him?
They don't know, but they're trying to figure it out.
So someone went into the zoo and killed the hippo?
Somebody snuck into the zoo enclosure at night and stabbed the hippo to death.
That's so mean! What's wrong with you? First off, hippos are very scary, but...
They are terrifying.
Maybe with him being in the zoo...
You just don't think they are.
Like he was... do you think the person broke in, didn't think that the hippo would be mean, and the hippo charged him, so then he stabbed him?
No, I don't think that's it.
Okay, so he went in to actually just kill him.
I think he went in there with murder on his mind. I think the idea...
What a weird thing.
...of, okay, if you're out in the wild and you're hunting a hippo and you're going to eat it or whatever, okay, all right, we can argue
Can we do
over...
that?
We can... Probably not, but we can argue over the ethics of that, fine, whatever, but that's okay. But sneaking into the zoo where that animal is just like, oh, are you bringing me something to... Ow!
What's that?
What are you doing? Ow! What are you...
I mean, this is the mascot of the zoo, the beloved creature.
Who cares? Like, what has that hippo ever done to you? Anything ever? No, is that the problem? What did that hippo ever do to deserve all this love?
You never got the love and respect
from the zoo. No one ever loved me the way they love this hippo.
Are we sure it was a human? It wasn't another animal?
Well, do you know any animals that use knives?
I don't know. You never know. Do you know of any that don't?
Do you think maybe they snuck one at the cafeteria back to their enclosure?
Yeah, like, well, it could have been a homemade one.
It was a shiv.
That's the word I'm looking for, a shiv.
They call it a ziv in the zoo because it's a zoo shiv.
Could be. I think you need to look inside first. It's an inside job.
They actually are looking inside first. They are right now interviewing all of the zoo employees.
Could have been a zookeeper who maybe hated the other... area that got like more press or something, and they were mad that the hippo, everybody was always loving the hippo but didn't like the insert whatever
When's
thing
the
here
last time you ever came over to the aquarium?
Yeah,
we have a very nice aquarium.
Could have been
here.
About funding now the been. Funding is distributed to the entire zoo.
Yeah, or maybe it's just about, you know, wanting that space.
Could be,
you know, now we can finally put the the fish in the water there where they deserve. Gustavito with his big fat
beady eyes
shaking his all around telling people, we'll show him.
So Gustavito, the hippo.
The hippo.
In where?
That's in El Salvador.
El Salvador has been National murdered. Zoo.
He has been murdered.
And now they have to figure that out.
Like, I
wouldn't even know what to do with that. I wouldn't even know how to stab a hippo.
Well, around the neck, apparently. So.
I saw, what's the last couple of months, that little baby hippo? I think there's one, a baby hippo that has your name in Australia. Do you remember that?
I don't know if it has my name, but I do remember the baby hippo. I watched them feeding the baby hippo. Why do we think baby things are cute?
Oh, now this is
That's got to be. I
it
know, but I'm
cute.
Just saying, that's some weird instinctual thing to keep us from eating kids.
There's a baby hippo in Australia named Obi at the Melbourne Zoo, maybe?
They were like, can anybody think of something fat and cute we could name it after?
I've got
one!
I listen to this guy in America.
All he does is talk about eating. He's got a huge mouth.
Perfect. What's his name? Obi. All right, great.
All right. You just won the contest. Good. So who wants to go kill that El Salvadorian hippo so people pay attention to this one?
It's the riot.
It's pretty violent. It's pretty gory. It's probably not for kids. But fun? Ho-ho! Yeah!
Radio U.
You know, it's funny. Nikki and I, off air a few minutes ago, we were just talking about the fact of, you know, if you've got low self-esteem, and maybe that's not even the right word to say it. We'll start there. Maybe we'll rework it. But, like, it's so easy for people to take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't think you're worth anything, all it takes is somebody to come along and just hint at the fact that you might be worth something, and you'll just do whatever the heck they want you to do. Because you're like, please keep telling me good things about myself. No one ever does.
It can be very dangerous.
It's super dangerous. It's kind of ridiculous. And you know what? I've seen it. Here's the thing, too, is I would love to tell you that, like, well, you know, people, they're not going to do anything to you. Man, Nikki and I spend it all day staring at the news. And you know what the news is? It's somebody taking advantage of somebody else or killing a hippo. But there are a lot of times it's somebody. Well, am I wrong?
In this morning's news case, that is
true. Someone did kill a hippo.
Someone stabbed to death a hippo in El Salvador.
Yeah. That's some real talk right there. But seriously, like, I've seen it in my own life where okay, like you see that person and they end up in that relationship and it's like, what? They treat them like garbage. Why is this happening? Why does it go on? Because a lot of times they just don't think they're worth anything. So someone paying any attention to them suddenly becomes totally worth it.
Might even take it to the lines of maybe you see people on TV that you think, why would they ever do this or, you know, be a part of this or be a part of that? But, you know, you can be, again, easily persuaded if you don't have enough self-worth.
Yeah. You know what? You've got to get a hold of the fact that you're worth a lot. You're worth a lot. And it's like, well, what have I ever done? See, there you go. You start thinking about, well, what makes me worth something? Is it something that I did? Is it something I said? Does my degree make me worth something? Is it the kind of car that I drive? Is it the house that I live in? Is it something that my parents did? When you start going through all those lists of things, those are just more ways for people to take advantage of you. Because you're like, hey, I'll finally be worth something if I'm driving the right kind of car. So I'll do whatever it takes to be driving that car. You see what I'm talking about? You've got to come all the way down to the base level of who you are. What makes you worth something? God loves you. He just does. God loves you. And he says that you're worth something, which as far as I'm concerned, that's it. He created you in his image. You have value in and of yourself. He loves you. And what Nikki and I don't want to see ever happen to you is we don't want anyone to take advantage of you because you'll do anything if somebody would make you feel like you're worth something. How about you don't need to do anything to find out that you're worth something? God wants to walk with you every day and remind you day in and day out that you're worth something. Because you know what? We forget. I forget sometimes. Sometimes I think I'm a terrible person, worthless, et cetera, et cetera. But you're not. I'm not. We're worth something. God loves us. So look, don't let a person or a thing tell you're not worth anything, and don't waste your life trying to feel like you're worth something. You already are. And if you don't have a relationship with God, get one. Let him remind you every day the way he reminds me. Say, Jesus, I need that. I want you in my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. I want to be, tell me what I'm worth. And he will.
Some people think coffee is overrated. Then again, some people think Gotham is a good show.
Right on me.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
All right, Nikki, here's your option.
Yeah.
You go to take a shower and you notice that there's something in your shower head.
Something in the shower head?
Mm-hmm. What's worse, to find a bunch of worms in your shower head?
Oh, yeah, or?
Or a bunch of bees in your shower head?
That is a good question. Bees, yeah. I would think I'd be more afraid of.
Yes.
Because I've been stung a few times.
Sure.
But if it's full of bees, that'd be stung a lot at once. Right. And I don't think that would be very safe.
Well, my thought is, like, if I got into the shower and I saw bees climbing out of the shower head, of course you'd freak out. But what you got to do is, like, you just got to get out of the shower.
Yeah, shut the door.
And get away. And I feel like if I said to you, Nikki, for the last, you know, month, you've been bathing in bee water.
Well, that's honey, actually. We would love that.
See? That's what I'm saying.
That's a spa treatment.
Is that I think that you would come out of that.
True.
And you would feel like, oh, man, like, you know what? This is actually really exciting. My skin actually has felt a lot nicer.
Wondered why.
Here, touch right here. Go ahead. Now rub just a little bit. Do you feel that?
So,
that is the power of bathing in bee water.
If it's not like we've taken the shower head off and they're just coming at me, then you're right. Because the worms, I would be much more upset to find out if there were worms in the shower head for a long amount of time.
Because then you would be like, I feel like the vomiting would start immediately.
What if you accidentally, because some water sometimes gets in your mouth.
Right, so you could have felt like worm in your mouth.
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
I have been losing weight.
I think worms would be worse.
Yeah, I agree with you. So when you take it from that angle, like this story of the man who says he found a swarm of bees in his shower head, like...
Well, yeah, bonus.
No big deal, right? So this is in Singapore. A swarm of bees, he said he ended up... he actually killed them. He found them in his shower head. And people... He's got photos and stuff.
Was it an outdoor shower? Or like why were they in there?
This is inside. But that's okay. That's the thing.
That's like a lot of bees.
Okay. Do you have the story?
That's a lot of bees.
Yeah.
We're talking like a bucket full.
Uh huh.
That's a huge amount of bees. How are they all in there?
I don't know how that works. I just know that I feel like there are stories like this that make me not want to live in the world. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to live in a world where it's possible that
there's that many bees.
Is in there. The other thing that I find myself thinking about a lot is, like, you remember that story about the snake in the toilet?
That's the snake that was trying to come up.
Where it's like, I just feel relief that I live on the second floor.
Yeah.
Because then I go in and I'm like, well, that snake would really have to do some climbing to get up into this toilet. But
I
the bees,
know.
You know, the bees could be in the attic and then they would come down into the...
Yes, for bees, they say they're known to come into homes as a group. It's like a group party.
Girls going to the bathroom.
Being attracted to cool areas that have a lot of light. So maybe the bees all got in that way.
I just, you know what? I see you guys together. You and the bees in the shower, that bee water, you're coming out.
Ever since I got stung by a bee in my mouth when I was saying no... Because we were running and there was a bunch of bees after everybody.
That's
so
real?
Oh, yeah.
That happened?
A friend of mine ran into a beehive, so smacked it. And so they stung her in the face a bunch. And I was next to her, and so we started to run away.
No.
And it stung me right in my lip, right inside my mouth. And I remember because they kept giving me candy all day, so I can suck on something to make it not hurt as much.
No.
Like, I don't know if no was the exact word, but there was something I was saying to let the bee in my mouth.
Oh,
that was not a good day. I was not happy and hurt.
I've been stung by bees a lot. I get stung pretty much every year when I mow my lawn and the bees. But I had a friend who she said that she was at a park and a bee flew in her pants.
Oh,
and she said she just immediately, and this is amazing, she said she absolutely just took her clothes off. Like, didn't even.
Just panic.
And she was like, I didn't even think about it. I just took my clothes off.
Yeah.
Because there's no way I was going to have a bee sting me. So.
Well, I was young enough to where it was at, you remember when you were in elementary school? I think it was elementary school, and it was like a summer thing where you were there for so long, and you guys, we all had to go outside and play the whole time.
Yep.
So it was like not a recess thing, but a retreat thing, and so like I couldn't go home, but yeah. I kind of wanted to go home.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the bee stung me.
I got stung, like, when I was a kid visiting some relatives that kind of lived out in the country. I got stung a bunch. Like, there was, I went to this one place, there was a ton of bees, and I remember screaming and running. That's the part I remember, and I think I might have blacked out or something, because I don't remember what happened after that.
So I don't want a swarm of bees in my shower, but yes, if I, out of all the insects, I guess we'll go with that.
How about you? Okay, I mean, there is a third option I'd like to present. How about just none at all?
Just water out of the shower head?
Yeah, I'm good with
perfect.
That.
Don't want to talk to the Riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
Want to say hi to Matt in Gahanna. No, wait, I actually want to start with Mike. Mike said that he had a bee fly up his leg while swinging on a swing set.
Aw, talking about bees earlier.
Seems we all have a bee story, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
It's what makes us who we are.
So my more recent bee story for myself has been that over the last couple summers, I have ground bees, which is the best.
I didn't know you could have them, like they have their little homes underground.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you mow, they come up.
Yes, they do.
And they come say hi.
It's very exciting. Yeah, you won't know they're there. And then all of a sudden you'll be like, what's that on my leg? What's that on my arm?
It stinks you. Yeah.
And then you run very far and feel great about it. But then you wait until it gets dark and you spot the hole and then you pour gasoline down it. Some people light the gasoline, but a lot of times I just let the gas do it because the fumes will absolutely help them relocate.
Yeah, yes. Just help them move away. Was he texting about something to help with those? Or?
No, but Matt has what I think is a way better idea than anything we've mentioned so far. And that is he sent me or sent us a link to... Where did it go? The Toro ZTR 48-inch mower with the air conditioning conversion kit installed.
What does that mean?
Basically,
it air conditions you while you're walking?
It's a riding mower
that
has like a cockpit, like a, you know, whatever, enclosed space that you ride that, and it's air conditioned. You're listening to your radio. You're driving the mower.
I think that might be a bit overkill for your space, but like if you lived on land that you had to mow, like a lot of land.
You know what? A few hundred feet, as far as I'm concerned, that's probably enough.
This is more than enough to have
just
this.
Get that thing out.
How
and
much
make
is
it happen.
That? Aren't mowers expensive?
Well, first you got to buy the riding mower itself, and then you've got to buy the kit.
The kit.
And quite honestly, I don't know how many of them. It looks like in a lot of cases, what you end up doing is you're buying a conversion kit. Like, I don't know how many of them come standard that way. I only did like a little bit of research.
Sure.
Here, so,
well, I just know it's probably a lot.
Yeah, because like here's one that's enclosed, but I don't know if it has an air conditioner in it. So we'll have to work on it. But we're talking somewhere between $3,000 and $8,000, I think.
So much money.
You know what? Something tells
me.
Are you? You don't do any mowing, do you?
I've never mowed.
Oh, yeah. Look, that one does. That's got AC and heating. So,
why would you need the heat one? Well, maybe an early mowing.
Snow throwing.
Oh, snow throwing. Yeah.
Or, you know, a golf course, you got to mow early.
Sure.
So you get out there and you mow.
This seems like if you're buying it for a landscaping company or something, maybe not as much personal use.
It's funny. I was going to say or personal use, but I see that you cut that off right away. It's kind of too bad.
Obviously, it's a lot of money.
Well, it's some things are worth it.
Not to mow. I mean, how long does it take you to mow?
I realize that it's not a shiny phone case, but it is.
Did I spend $3,000 to $4,000 on my shiny phone case?
Proportionately.
Yeah. If you take sizes,
is like $40. Tops. So no, it's not.
Hey, we just got a text from Chase in Oklahoma City. He says, yeah. "Oh, we don't kill bees. There's a bee crisis."
Yeah, no, you're supposed to, Chase. You're right. We're supposed to.
There's not a honeycomb underground.
We're supposed to remove them and relocate them.
Hey, Chase. Newsflash: I'm killing all the bees. Like the drop in the bee population is directly attributed to me killing those bees when they keep coming back. They don't get the message. How many times
do you have to tell them?
Do I have to tell them?
Yeah.
They're not staying.
Well, Chase, I understand what you were saying. Thank you for caring about them.
Thank you. Let me sting you. See how caring you are.
This was the worst of the riot. And we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The Riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
Crickets and a beer, and then you move up to tarantulas because you're drunk.